You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me, Maj Toure. What's up, y'all? 2 weeks in a row, haven't been fired yet. I also haven't got Solutionary Saturdays yet, so that means you guys aren't calling in 855-839-1210 and telling, you know, the higher-ups in management at this fresh, you know, spanking new building that we need Maj Toure on here every day. What's up, y'all? We got a lot to talk about this week. I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all are watching the Super Bowl. So the reality is I could do whatever I want this week because nobody's paying attention. That's just the reality. My producer Phil's telling me, he's just laughing at me. He's like, yeah, absolutely. No one, absolutely nobody's listening to 1210 WPHT. It's like two of y'all. You know what I'm saying? So I can get away with anything tonight. I don't even think the management and ownership is listening tonight. I think they in Miami. You know what I mean? Shouts to guys whose girlfriends went down to Miami for the weekend. Hey, bro, you know what time it is. If your girlfriend's in Miami right now, Super Bowl weekend and All-Star weekend, if your girlfriend goes to these, you share that girl. I just want to be honest with you about that. Okay? So if your girlfriend right now is in Miami, it's 80 degrees down there. The reality is she might have got tag team. So anyway, Solutionary Sundays, it's the Super Bowl. I know that I am, you know, it's on in the studio, but I'm at work. Nobody cares about this week's show, you know. I kind of like everybody in Philly, we still in that space where we're a little bit upset that, you know, we didn't make this magical thing happen after yet again, you know, Wentz got hurt. So we kind of, in Philly, we don't really care. We just generally do not care. If it's not us, I mean, I think some people want Andy Reid to get one. I'm still feeling some type of way about Andy Reid. He couldn't get it done with, we had a tremendous squad, you know, with Donovan McNabb and, a bunch of guys. I don't know. But 20 years in the game and not winning the chip, I understand why some people will want, you know, Andy Reid to get one. I don't know. I don't think that we in Philly really care. If you care, 855-839-1210, and I say this every week, don't get mad at me. It's not a three-hour show right now. When it was Solutionary Sundays, before I ran for city council, before I quit, or the rules, the federal communication rules, told me I couldn't be on the air, and I had 3 hours. Now it's 2 hours, so call in the first hour. Don't get mad at me, and you try to call the last 15 minutes of the show and get mad that Phil, the producer, don't let you through. Don't get mad at me. 855-839-1210. I mean, do you care about this Super Bowl this year? I got an even better question, because the Niners are in, right? Here's how mad is Colin Kaepernick? Like, and listen, I know some of y'all going to get mad at me, my conservative listeners, y'all all across the country, but listen, Colin Kaepernick, if you don't know, I don't know where you've been, but Colin Kaepernick, last team he played for was the San Francisco 49ers. How mad is he that they in the whole thing right now? And tell me, I mean, I don't know. You might not care about the Super Bowl. I feel like, again, in Philly, we just generally don't care about much, so I don't know if that's like a Philly thing, we don't care. Or this is something that you're like, you don't really care about it. I saw a lot of my pro freedom guys are kind of like, yeah, I'm off the NFL. It's a lot of contradictions, and I can see why. Personally, so I'll tell y'all a backstory. The year that the Eagles won the Super Bowl, right, a couple years back, that year I sat out because I was in agreement with Colin Kaepernick, and I didn't like how the NFL treated him. So I sat out the whole year, and I said, I'm not watching the NFL. And, of course, that's the year that they were winning and winning and winning and winning them with Foles. And I'm like, yo, like, now I can't watch because I'll jinx it. If I watch, I'll jinx it and they'll lose and then I'll feel bad. And then after they made it to the playoffs, I said, well, that's the regular season. I said the regular season. Playoffs, maybe I could watch. Then they won again. And I'm like, I'm not going to watch it. And so they wound up winning the Super Bowl, and I did not watch the Super Bowl that year at all. And, of course, since then, I have been watching, and we've been losing back-to-back. So, I don't know. My personal view on this Super Bowl thing and what's going on, like, right now, it's the halftime show right now. I don't even know who this person is. Who is this? Oh, that's Shakira. Okay. I didn't even know Shakira was still out. But either way, you know, I don't really listen to pop culture. I'm from Philly. We generally care about very little, you know. So if you feel like you care about this Super Bowl, and tell me who you think going to win. You know, tell me, you know, what you feel like, who's going to do great. You know, if you want the Niners, if you want the Chiefs, you can call in and tell me. But this week, I mean, I had a lot going on this week. Shouts to last week's guest opened up her bookstore, Harriet's Bookshop. So that was dope. That was this week. I don't know. This whole week for me was, you know, just that. That was a highlight. We saw the Dems fumble this whole. It's like they put all of this energy into this impeachment thing. And then they fumbled. I mean, even CNN is talking about, yeah, well, you know, the Trump administration won. You know, Trump's going to, you know, he's going to get acquitted of this impeachment, and that's going to be the story. Now, you know it's real if CNN is saying that. If CNN, to that extent, is having that conversation, then, you know, it is what it is. So that's what happened. You know, my social media was going off because I said, you know, people that go to jail, when they come home, they should have the right to express themselves fully and vote and things of that nature, because Bernie's talking about trying to get guys from jail voting. So I talked about that, and everybody was mad at me, you know. Tom, we're going to take Tom real quick. Tom, you're smart because you're the first one to call early. Tom over in Deptford, what's up with you, my brother?
Not much, but I'm on my way back home from Atlanta. But listen, you know, it's a breath of fresh air to hear someone of your views and of what's going on today, especially with all this nonsense that's going on. I mean, we finally got somebody and that's finally doing something in this country and not just saying something and not just taking our money and doing things and, you know, rather more people who believe in that. I mean, that's what it's all about. And finally getting a career politician out and somebody who's a businessman and getting things done.
Right.
But, you know, getting back to sports, you know, getting away from all that crap that was last week also. You know, I really don't care, because here's the thing is, I'm so disappointed in both of the major franchises. The Sixers have to just completely disappoint. Like I don't care. Embiid, go. Go. Simmons, go. Like I'm, and the coach, go. You got a 90s-style GM in Bryant who doesn't – he's so caught back in time and developed this team. Now they're stuck in mediocrity now, going to go out in the first round. And the Eagles, I just feel just more horrible drafting.
Listen.
I look at these guys that were picked third and fourth, some of these receivers, Deebo Samuels, the other guy from Seattle, there's a couple of the Niners guys. And we picked J.J. Whiteside?
Yeah.
I mean, are you kidding me? How did
that's
how
harsh.
Did we have so much problems?
It's harsh but true, my brother. It's harsh but true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, how in the world did we look at J.J. Whiteside and then look at the guy from Seattle, okay, and decide, just his physique, I would have picked the guy. Because that's what it's all about.
Right.
And I'm looking at J.J. Whiteside, the guy can't even get off the line of scrimmage. I mean,
Tom, quick question. How long do you think before we back at the bowl? Honestly.
Bob, dude, to be honest with you, I mean, we lucked out because Dallas was so bad as far as coaching down a stretch. I don't know, dude. Because, listen, they have drafted so bad, it might have set them back a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I know you think we're stuck into the playoffs or something. The thing that says this is crazy is that as bad of a coach sometimes Peterson is a good of a coach that he is. And you know, I don't know what's up with the quarterback. Sometimes he's good, sometimes he's not. Listen, you can be back in tomorrow. If you have one good draft, like you see the Niners, they had one good draft, and they're back.
Yep.
And they got a great coach, a good young mind. So I don't know. It's a flip.
Tom, before you go, let me ask you, because I got to take this break. Let me ask you, is Colin Kaepernick mad that the 49ers are in the Super Bowl right now?
Nah, listen, he don't care about nobody but himself.
Oh!
That call was nothing but himself. All right, I'm sorry. You could talk to me till you're blown a fish. Because if he cared about himself, he would have never took the money from Nike. He would have never took the money from the NFL. A cause is a cause. Bottom line.
Absolutely.
That's what a cause is about. You know what I mean? You don't care about the money. You care about the cause.
Dang,
and don't tell me that's not so.
No doubt. Hey, I appreciate you, Tom. I appreciate you 100%.
You got it. Peace out, man. Yeah.
So this is what – so you understand – where Philadelphia is at with the Super Bowl. We're going to take a break. If you got perspective on that on the Super Bowl, if you got perspective on is Kaepernick mad, if you got perspective on, you know, Kansas City Chiefs, 49ers, whatever it is, if you got, first of all, If you got perspective on J-Lo on stage right now, give us a call, 855-839-1210. Maj 2 Ray, Solution every Sundays. Be right back, y'all. Maj 2 Ray, Solution every Sundays. She's a man-eater. Pause. J-Lo looking real good on the Super Bowl halftime show. I'm going to keep it real, you know what I mean? And we know she a man-eater. She done ran through a few of them. She used them. She worked them all the way up to the top of the pyramid. Maj 2 Ray, Solution every Sundays, 855-839-1210. Listen, I told y'all, I could get away with saying anything. Nobody's paying attention. Nobody. Everybody's watching the Super Bowl. You know? We watching the Super Bowl. Before the break, I talked about a few things. I said that, you know, nobody cares about the show, obviously. No one cares. Everybody's watching the Super Bowl. Outside of that, nobody in Philly cares, I think, about the Super Bowl because we're just some grumpy people. We're just grumpy. You tell me what you think, you know. And also, I want to touch on this. Listen, because I kind of glossed over this a little bit. Listen, brothers. If your lady is in Miami right now and you're not with her, that's it, brother. Like, listen, you got to do more. You got to make more money. You got to either be down and get her down in Miami yourself. But she down there with the hip-hop artist right now. And I know, listen, my conservative listeners, I know you don't understand it. You might understand it around, like, I don't know, like baseball all-star game, whatever that is. But the reality is, brothers, if your lady's down in Miami right now, I mean, if you disagree with me, call. 855-839-1210. Shouts to Tom Negay to call the top of the hour right before the break. But yeah, the Super Bowl's looking lovely right now in regards to the temperature. Again, in the studio, we watching the halftime show right now. I mean, between the halftime show and the commercials, I think that's what everybody really pretty much looking at. And there's a lot of dancing. I'm not really a dancer, but if you care about the Super Bowl, if you think it's a waste of time. You know, Tom was talking about, he's like, yeah, no, you know. Call in 855-839-1210. And also, do you think that Colin Kaepernick is mad? Tom said before the break that he doesn't care about anybody by himself, but himself. I somewhat agree and somewhat disagree with that. And I'll tell y'all what I think about that in a second after we talk to Anthony over there in Ontario. Anthony, are you here, my brother?
I'm right here, my man.
What's up, man? How are you?
Not too bad. Calling from Northern Ontario, Canada.
Word. I think you might be my first listener from Canada.
Well, you know what? I've been listening to your show. What is this, like two or three?
2 or 3 weeks, yeah. I've been back. I got fake fired for a couple of months. But, yeah, this is about week two or three.
Well, I think they should keep you on, man. You've got a pretty clean, keen insight, and, you know, it spreads the wealth here. It's not, you know, conservative all day long.
Right. You see what I'm saying? Life is about balance. You know, we Jedis. We don't deal in the extremes. You know, we about balance and spreading it around a bit. Pause.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I want to make a quick point about the Super Bowl. I find it really surprising that this is like almost like an acrimony free game, and the game is actually fantastic.
Yo,
like I can't, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, like 10-10, like a good game.
Yeah, like it's a good game, but no BS.
Right. Now tell the listeners what you mean. What does Anthony mean by BS? In what way?
What I mean by that is, like, you're not seeing any blown calls or, you know, like all the sort of stuff we've come accustomed to with the NFL.
Now, Anthony, this is where I'm gonna look into the future, and I'm gonna take the bet on this. I believe that this is gonna because it's so close, they're gonna start blowing calls fourth quarter. Fourth quarter when it's all on the line.
Amen.
Right.
I've been around a few towns and a few countries where I can believe what you're saying. Because
right.
This sort of thing does happen.
Right. I think that's what they're going
to
do.
I just wanted to, can I say my favorite?
Yeah, sure.
Who my team is?
Yeah.
Okay, listen. I just want to say, you know, this Patrick Mahomes, he is a stand-up kid.
Mm-hmm.
This kid here, man, he is going to set the standard.
You think
from
so?
From here on.
I absolutely think so. I like Mahomes.
I am so proud of this kid. I am so proud of this kid. He's given me hope for my own kids.
Outstanding.
That this generation is not lost.
No doubt. No doubt. Hey, I appreciate you for calling in, Anthony, all the way with the love from Ontario.
Okay. Hey, listen. Say hello to Zioli for me.
I will. His look, I'm looking at his file right here. It's literally right there. I will. I appreciate you, my brother. Yeah, see, listen. Management. All the way from Canada. We got conservative love from Canada. I want smoke with Zioli, a healthy competition. Let's be clear. Zioli's way better at this than me. Let's just be very clear about that. However, you got to aim high. You know, I don't think Zioli's got a call from Ontario. I don't know. 855-839-1210. We talking Super Bowl. We talking, is Colin Kaepernick mad? We talking, do you even care about the Super Bowl this year? Do you care? I was talking a little bit briefly about, you know, if your girl is in Miami right now, you know, it's over. And some people, you know, you get the rich guys, you know, they'll fly your lady right out. But I want to talk about Gervonta Davis, the boxer from Baltimore. So now I'm not laughing at the scenario, but I'm kind of laughing at the scenario. So let me paint the picture. Gervonta Davis is the, you know, boxer. I think he's a lightweight, if I'm not mistaken. Flashy dude. He's under Floyd Mayweather's, you know, management company or promotion company, whatever. He sees his girl. This is a few days ago. He sees his girl down at a basketball game or something of that nature. His baby mom down in Miami. See, us regular guys, this happens to the rich guys too. He sees his girl down in Miami. He goes over to her. He grips the girl up. Snatches her right out the stadium and drags her away. Now, everybody's up in an uproar because they're like, how dare he? But I had another question to that. One, I thought it was hilarious. First of all, girl, why was you in Miami where all of the cameras is with all of the designer on, and you thought that one of the most prominent boxers in the sport wouldn't be in Miami? That's just crazy to me. But the other thing is, was he wrong? Was he wrong for getting his child's mother that might have lied? I don't know. What are the circumstances for that? But I wanted to say that as an aside to some of the guys that I might have made feel a little bad earlier by saying if your girl's in Miami this weekend, she's gone for the weekend. And she might be gone till November. She might be on a Wyclef Jean. You never know. But this happens to the rich guys, too. And I think why it happened to Gervonta Davis is, one, because, like, boxers are boxers, but Let's keep it buck. Lightweight boxers are really short and little. Like, they're like tiny, tiny, tiny men. And the guy that she was with, when Gervonta got up and grabbed her, he was a much bigger dude, but he literally just got up and walked away. So I want to know, 855-839-1210, would you get up and walk away? You out there, okay, he's a champion, he's making millions of dollars, but his baby mom is with you. His you know, I don't know if they're even together. Maybe. But do you step in that scenario? You know, do you say, hey, man, what are you doing? Or do you just let it, you know, play out? My personal take is I got to say something. Like, I got to, you know. And listen, as we're on this journey together for Solutionary Sundays, my conservative friends, okay, I'm going to introduce you all to things that you haven't done. You haven't seen. You haven't heard our bumper music before. You got hip-hop playing. You don't hear this, right? I'm going to introduce you into different people's thought process, statements, and terms like baby moms, okay? So it's somebody else's baby moms. You happen to be at the, you know, the Miami game. He comes in, he grabs her. What do you do? Do you get up and just walk away like this guy did? It's not your fight. Or do you jump in there and defend her honor? It might be your first date. What do you do? 855-839-1210. When we get back, we're going to talk about I want to talk about this Gervonta Davis thing a little bit more, because on a more serious note, this leads into the conversation about, you know, this whole, remember the Me Too movement and what is abuse and what's not. Because coming up after the break, after we talk about a little bit of this Davis thing, I want to talk about this justice for Johnny Depp thing and his divorce from his, you know, his ex-wife Amber Heard, and how she kind of lied, and what is abuse, what is not abuse, what is all of these different things. So I want to talk about that when we get back. 855-839-1210. Maj Toure, Solution every Sundays. Be right back, y'all. Maj Toure, Solution every Sundays. If you don't know the song, it's Khalees. I think it's called I Hate You So Much Right Now. I don't know if it's I Hate You So Much Right Now. Is that the name of it? I got an extra producer in here today. Out there. Hold on, turn it up a little bit, Phil. That's Amber Heard theme song right now. Maj Toure, Solution every Sundays. Before the break, we talked about, you know, going down. If your lady's going to the Super Bowl and Gervonta Davis caught his baby moms down at the Super Bowl and, you know, at one of the games pre-Super Bowl and snatched her right up out the stands, do you think it's right? 855-839-1210 if you heard anything about that. I know y'all conservatives, y'all don't watch boxing unless it's like a Great White Hope thing going on. I know. I'm trying to bring y'all up into the 20th century with this whole boxing thing. So what? Y'all gonna call me racist anyway. I don't care. Matter of fact, tweet me about it. At Maj Toure, MajToure. I don't really care. I can't get fired. Nobody's paying attention. I'm like asleep at the wheel down here. But either way, I mean, I'm making light of that. But then we had a more serious situation where I don't know if how many of the listeners have actually heard of this. If you have heard, again, give us a call. Give us your perspective. 855-839-1210. A few years ago, Johnny Depp, obviously, you know, Captain Jack Sparrow, got fired from the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise because of his wife, or then wife at the time, Amber Heard, saying that, you know, he was abusive and all of these other different things. Now, I think this was they got married. I'm going to read this article here. This is on CinemaBlend.com. The battle between exes Johnny Depp and Amber Heard has been going on much longer than their marriage. New information was just released in audio shared by Depp's side from a 2015 taped two-hour therapy session. Among other things, Heard allegedly, it's not allegedly, y'all, I heard it, she said it, can be heard admitting she hit Depp, her then-husband. There's more to the conversation, but the contents of the tape have led Depp's fans to see him as the true victim and are calling for hashtag justice for Johnny Depp. Now, real quick. Years ago, she said that this guy was abusive and, you know, all of this. He harmed me. He beat me up. He was violent. He winds up getting kicked off of Pirates of the Caribbean. That's like Disneyland, all of the money. He gets kicked off of that. He's quiet about it. True player-like fashion. Doesn't rat. Keeps quiet. Builds his case, right? Years go by. She's saying that, you know, he did X, Y, and Z, and then, you know, they made joint statements saying that the split wasn't for monetary reasons, so forth and so on. And then this leaks, right? And I heard the audio, I want to say yesterday. Johnny Depp is, I'm going to go watch Pirates of the Caribbean, the whole series, again, just based on his candor and how he handled this. Johnny Depp in this session is literally explaining how, hey, man, we got to do better. You know, you hit me, I dipped out. And Amber Heard is literally, if you don't know who Amber Heard is, she was the redhead in Aquaman, right? She's literally saying, well, you know, yeah, I kind of hit you, but I didn't punch you, I just hit you. She's literally on tape saying she, in essence, was the abuser. After throwing this man under the bus, saying all of these lies, and I was so thankful. So thankful. Every bit of patriarchy in me was so thankful that finally a man has proof of this toxic femininity. Okay? You're always talking about toxic masculinity. Toxic masculinity. This is femininity that's toxic. And I'm in a special mood today when it comes to these toxic females that are running around. And I know some of y'all are listening. Some of you toxic women. And I dare you to call in. I dare you. I know you're not because you're cowards. You're cowards. You're scared to call in because you're scared to deal with the truth. Women, a lot of you women, are part of the no accountability crew. Okay? 855-839-1210 if you want to call in. But I was so amused and elated that he had proof of this. Mind you, he's been holding on to these. The tapes are from 2015. Let's see what year. I think they split in 2017 or 2018 or something like that. But either way, he's held on to this for however long. They were supposed to go to court, you know, for this defamation suit that he has because she got him fired. He was supposed to go to court, you know, February the 3rd. It wound up getting pushed back to August the 3rd, 2020. So this tape comes out. And he is cool as the other side of the pillow. I'm talking about, as she's saying that, just berating this dude, just saying, you want to go run to Travis? Why don't you, you know, give him, I'm paraphrasing, why don't you give him a hand job? Wait, can I say J-E-R-K off on air? Am I allowed to say that? Phil? I don't know. Let's see if I can get, she says, and I'm quoting her. I'm quoting her. She says, will you run and go jerk him off? Because he's saying he stepped out to go talk to their friend Travis, who lives next door, when she's being physically abusive. He's cool as he's explaining this during this recording. He's so cool, like, I'm like, man, is this guy like, he's recording it so smooth. And she's just irate. And it begs to the question, you know, because one of the things that she said was, you know, you're such a baby because when I hit you a little bit, man up about it in so many words. And the question that started to, even though I think she's wrong, the question that started to bubble up in me was, you know, should men, you know, women are kind of like not as physically strong generally. Should men, when women are physically attacking them, should we retaliate, or is it our responsibility to just take those hits on the chin and keep moving forward? Now, again, Johnny Depp's statements in this tape, in his recording, is like, hey, I leave. And she's even telling him, I'm hitting you because you leave, because you, in essence, because you leave me. And he's like, we got to step back when we're upset and step back and not be physical. And she's like, well, I get angry when you leave. And he's like, well, any guy would do that. You know, your lady's upset. You don't want to kill each other. You leave. And she's like, well, I don't feel hurt. She went into the classic narcissistic, feminine rant, victim blaming. When you leave me, I just don't know when you're coming back. And he's like, baby, you know, we're married. You know, that's how Johnny Depp talk. Baby, you know, we're married. I'm not leaving you. I'm leaving the situation. I mean, he rich. He got that chill money. He got, like, wealth. He got, if you got Pirates of the Caribbean money, I mean, it's not much that you really tripping over. But it made me ask the question, and I want to hear everybody's perspective on this. And guys, listen, and women. Are there some women out there that think that men should just all the way walk away every single time, no matter how irate and abusive you get? You know, men, if you feel the same, if you're one of the guys that says, nope, equality, you know, call in, give me your perspective, 855-839-1210. I don't know. I'm a little bit torn here because in listening in this audio, I can clearly not only see her victim blaming, and I see all of that facade, Me Too movement. Believe women. Shut up. Shut up. I believe facts. So I'm torn, you know, because you don't want to seem like the jerk that I sound like right now. You know, you want to be understanding, but at the same time, you don't want to put yourself in a space where you are, you know, being naive. So you guys tell me your perspective. If you've heard the Johnny Depp, Amber Heard audio, or if even if you haven't, if you generally feel like, you know, when a woman is physically abusive to a man, as she admitted in this recording, do you, regardless of what she does, do you just walk away? 855-839-1210, Maj Toure, Solutionary Sundays. I have not been fired yet. No one's listening, so I can get, I said jerk off already. 855-839-1210, Maj Toure, Solutionary Sundays. Be right back, y'all. Maj Toure, Solutionary Sundays. Gotta be careful, she'll chew you up. Pause. Okay? She's a man eater. She's a man eater. My hood guys will know what that means. Maj Toure, Solutionary Sundays. Before the break, we're talking about, you know, first I want to go back. Khalees, we're talking about Khalees and her craziness. We're gonna talk about, this whole Johnny Depp, Amber Heard thing. But I found out something else that, because we were playing the Khalees song, she said she done with black men. She just said that the Neptunes was stealing money from her. She has an issue with Nas, obviously, who she has a, shares a child with. And it's just more of that more fake feminism. Fake, you know, it's everybody else to blame, but never you women. And I'm talking about specific women. I'm not talking about every woman. But those women that fit that whole, you know, feminazi type vibe, we don't really have time for it. And Khalees falls in right in line with that. But we were talking about, this Amber Heard, Johnny Depp thing, and it got real ugly. I mean, I'm talking about a $50 million defamation lawsuit. So we're going to talk about that a bit. Let's take some calls. Big Al over in Newcastle. Big Al, what's up, my brother?
Yeah, what's going on, man? Hey, you talking about them girls going down to Miami. It all depends, you know, who sends them and why they go down there. Because I tell you what, man, if I got a pretty girlfriend and we're broke, I'm going to be like, yo, look, honey, you got to go down there and make us some money. You got to go down there and help us.
You know? you got to get out there and do, man, what you got to do, baby.
Hey, man, that thing ain't going to break. Well, just soap and water, bro. That's soap and water. It's coming back clean.
That's right. That's right. See, Al, and she got to take that one for the team, my brother.
Yeah, there's enough for everybody, man. It ain't going to break. It ain't going nowhere. No, it ain't going to detach. It's coming back.
It's
going
to snap right back. It's going to snap right back. I appreciate it.
And it's coming
that,
back
nigga.
Rich.
That's right. That's
coming back
right.
With money.
Yeah, the multimillionaires down there.
Yo, a little sucky, a little loving, and you back online.
That's right.
Ours back.
Back online. Hey, Big Al, I appreciate you for the call, my brother.
Hey, I got another one, too.
Oh, what is it?
Yeah, you know, this Johnny Depp thing and all these women that have really had a hard time with some of these men. We only look at the women's side, you know, and I've learned through my own experience, you know, dealing with my own marriage, mm-hmm. that sometimes you got to sit down and listen. And maybe these women have something to tell or something to be mad about, because it's not just some women, you know, just go snap and go crazy, but there are other women that need a lot of pushing to get to that point. So I'm just saying maybe these two are the type that just go crazy for no reason.
Yeah,
but we gotta look at Johnny Depp and these guys. You know, Nas ain't no walk around the park. You know, Nas is a good looking brother with money.
Right.
You know, and a good looking brother with money is like a magnet for broke, pretty looking chicks.
That's true. This is 100% true, Big Al. Absolutely true.
So we gotta listen to the other side, see what's really involved here, because we only see what they say, and we only see, you know, the one sided. And my mom always told me, you know, to every story, there's your side, her side, and the truth.
Yep, absolutely.
So you got to see what's going on here, you know. Mm-hmm. And it might be a lot of money involved. Hey, look at that guy. What the guy's name, the Amazon guy? He just lost like $500-something million in that divorce.
Yeah, he lost a lot. He lost a lot over that. Hey, Big Al, I thank you for the call, my brother.
Later, man.
All right, appreciate you. Yeah, man. See, this is what I'm talking about. See, conservatives, this is what you get on Solutionary Sundays. You get some laughter. You get some sports. You get some hip-hop. You get all these different things. Jamil, over in North Philly. What's up, my brother? How are you?
What's up going on? What's going on with you?
Hold on,
first, before is this Maj Touré, the Maj from I'm going to just say the L.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yo, this is Mill. Like, this what? Is Mill. Like, you know me, like Kasim, homie. We go back on that.
What's up, brother? How are you? Yeah, what's going on?
Yo, how in the world did you put it? Listen.
All over the place.
Yo, you my man for this.
Yeah, got to put that work in. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, man, we got to rap.
No doubt.
And it's crazy. I never knew all this time you was a conservative. I've been listening to you for about a year now. I didn't even know it was you.
Yeah, so, right.
This
so
is crazy.
And that's the thing. Usually what happens is folks will be like, because they used to, you know, from being on, you know, on an earlier slot and then switching to this one, we're getting a little bit of, you know, new people and some people like, same thing. People will be, you know, in real life, they see me and they go, oh, yeah. But and over the radio, it's a different vibe. So I'm glad you was able to make that connection, my brother. Tell me what you think about the Super Bowl.
I'm going to put every, I got to cut, oh, the Super Bowl situation. You already know if she down there right now, you know, and you up here, and it's a tight situation. But you know, it's funny. Nobody talks about the middle aged or the younger white women that go down there. Mm. It's not just people don't talk about those ones. Everybody always talk about the Love and Hip Hop wives, but what about the baseball wives?
Mm.
Nobody talk about them. Like they do the same things. I mean, I've been at a couple parties. Like me and you go back, so you know,
yeah.
It's a couple things. Me and know about a couple things,
right,
man.
Right,
like,
right.
People always give them a pass, but when it comes to Miami, it's a lot of other things going on in Miami.
Yeah.
Men dressing up like men, and it's a lot of trannies out there. It's a lot of things going on, and it's not just, you know, just one specific type, you know?
Right, absolutely, absolutely. And I think that's an excellent point, to not make it just like, oh, it's only the Cardi B energy down there. It's some of that, you know, it's some of that Larsa Pippen energy down
there,
too.
Well, actually, it's funny. Well, nobody talks about how that Cardi B energy took over.
Right.
Took over the whole, like, the mindset of the every girl. If you look at these women now, they all want to look like Kim Kardashian and Kylie. They all want to look have that same look.
Right.
It's like they're going for that same specific look. That's weird to me, too.
It absolutely is. Hey, my brother, Mill, I appreciate you so much, man. Just let everybody know every Sunday, 8 to 10. Solutionary Sunday.
Oh, definitely. We're going to link. We got to talk, man.
No doubt.
Because I saw you going up for councilman, and I was telling my wife, I was like, that's my people. I got to see what's up with him.
Absolutely. I appreciate you, my brother.
Yo, all right, you take care, man.
All right, peace. Yeah, see, conservatives, we need this energy every day. The community's with us. We got North Philly calling in. We got Ontario calling in. We need this daily. We need a daily. We're going to take one more call, and we're going to take a break in a little bit. We got Dennis. Dennis over in Havertown. We got about a minute and a half. Dennis, what's going on, my brother?
Hey, how you doing here, Maj?
What's up? How are you?
All right. I just want to talk about, you know, your woman comes after you, and she starts swinging her fists and whatnot. You just take evasive actions. You duck. You put your hands up, that's it. That's all you got to do. That's happened to me a few times. I've never hit a woman, just ducked and juked and jived, and that's it. And
so you get your
then
you
get out
your,
of the way.
You get your Mayweather evasive on, huh?
That's it. That's all you have to do. And like I said, I've been with some very tough women who've thrown combos and two pieces. And all I did was just a duck and bob and weave, and that's it, and then it's over, Rob.
No doubt.
Get out of the room.
No doubt. And get out of there. Hey, I appreciate you, Dennis.
All right, man.
All right, peace. See, Dennis got the answers. Dennis, this you hear the calm in his voice. Now you dip, you dodge, you cover your face, you get out of there. That's what we need. That's what we need. So, again, y'all, 855-839-1210. We're going to take a quick break. Now, at the end of the breaks, I tell you all of the time, when it's the top of the hour, I want you to stay on. Turn the volume down. Listen to the commercials. Listen to them. We're going to be back here at 9:06 on the dot. Okay? We're going to take a quick break, pay some bills. I'm going to go get some snacks, some more coffee. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about, scare the conservatives, Black History Month. All black, all month, all to Ray. Y'all be safe. We talk to y'all in a bit. 855-839-1210. Maj2Ray Solutionary Sundays. Be back 906. Be right back, y'all.